Does anybody have a question for Steve while we've got him on the line? No questions for Steve.
Oh, that's not true.
Is that Joan?
Yep.
Hi, Joan.
Hello, Lisa. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Joan.
You were talking about being an irreplaceable source of joy. Can you talk more about that and how you do that? How you maintain that? And still, like, you know, have, you know, bad days?
Well, the bad days are part of you being human. The source of joy is that you are a joyful person, and you can, it comes from not sweating the small stuff, but it's always clinging back to the real you that celebrates life. And so you're joyful, you're good news, you're looking for the good. You want to be very careful. Some of the disciplines you would have would be don't complain, don't criticize, don't condemn, all these kind of things. Those are one of the disciplines. But you let the good side of you, you just enjoy yourself. And so to be irreplaceable is that, like on a date, you're a person who enjoys the food. You're a person who enjoys the service. You like people. One of the joys that makes you irreplaceable, like to a man, is that you find enjoyment in things that he normally doesn't. So, like, if you like a beauty, lots of times men, you see something that's beautiful, like a sunset. The guy won't even notice it and go, isn't that beautiful sunset? Look at the oranges or something like that. I know this as a tour director because most of the people on my tour are women, and I'm always amazed at how sensitive they are to things. Oh, that plate looks good, you know, the way that it's designed, or artwork, or, you know, nature. So that's what you're irreplaceable is, something that he can't replace you with another guy or another a woman either, but particularly other men or amongst men, okay? Because typically men don't have a lot of female friends, typically. That's also a challenge. I'm sure there's women out there that know guys who have lots of women friends. That makes it even harder to make yourself irreplaceable. But I hope that, Joan, does that help you in any way?
Yeah, that does.
Okay. But lots of this is just tapping into who you are, your greatest hits, and then who you are as a person. Think of you as a little kid. If you look at little pictures of a little kid, look at the things that gave you joy, and then just kind of build on that. But I think the things that women are really sensitive to are beauty, art, music, sounds, just things, kids, animals. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that they're much more sensitive to, and they can be they can celebrate it. They can appreciate it more, deeper, richer.
I do that a lot, but often I feel like the guy is thinking, oh, that's really dumb.
Well, that might not be that's interesting. It probably is not that significant to him. What happens, I find, as the answer man, is women are ultra-sensitive. They think so many things are significant, and usually the guy, very little affects him. So this, just go ahead, because this allows you to play full out, sort of. I think that's a lot of problems women have, is that they don't show their best because they're afraid of showing their worst, or wasting their time, or boring the guy. But so anyways,
that's great advice, actually. I think that's really true, is we should just not worry so much about what's going on in his head and just be true to who we are.
Yeah, and, you know, there are some things you don't say, but, you know, a lot of the neutral stuff, he's just kind of, you know, half paying attention. There's no, he's not really evaluating. He's just, it's all, you know, soaking it in. So I think anything that's on the positive way, that you're happy, joyful, excited, is going to be a plus. Let's just put it that way. You're adding. And if it's not, well, maybe he's not the right guy. Or maybe he's the role of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, and pass on, hey, I met this lady, Joan. She's really cool, and, you know, she's really into animals and stuff like that. And I think you are too, Fred.
It's that whole network thing again.
Yeah.
That is really important.